This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to spend the next hour with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. We've got a great show planned for you today. We're going to be doing something different. We're going to be talking about our Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program. So grab a pen, paper, and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. Rather than the normal interview, today we're going to explore how small, incremental changes can make a big difference in your health and your life. In our online Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program, we focus on the power of incremental change. So on today's show, I'm going to let you sit in on a recent session and really get the full benefit of the training we provide our clients. In the first half of the show, we'll talk about how you can make choices and take ownership for your health, and I'll introduce something called the Slight Edge Principle. This is the principle at the core of creating a long-lasting, healthy life for yourself and the ones you love. When you master the Slight Edge Principle, and it's easy to do, you will see how quickly you can transform your life. Then in the second half of today's show, I'll give you some of our top tips for making healthy choices quickly and easily when you're shopping, preparing meals, or eating out in restaurants. So if you stay tuned for the whole hour, you're going to walk away with an entire toolkit for creating a healthy life, and I'm really excited to share that with you. But before we get started, I just want to share just a little bit about my story so that you know why I'm so passionate about doing what I do. You see, my father had a heart attack at a very early age, at the age of 51. I'm the oldest of 9 children, and at the time, there were still 7 children living at home. And the doctor said there was nothing else they can do for him. They'd done everything, and he just had to go home and get his affairs in order. And my mom, being the type of person she is, said, there's got to be something better. There's got to be something we can do. And she researched and met with doctors and learned so much about healthy eating and the things that you can do to really shift the way you're eating and the way you take care of your body. And what she did is she learned how to make healthy choices and have helped my dad build a healthy relationship with food and with his body. And what they did is they started Vitarobics. That was over 30 years ago. And because of the changes that my dad made, while the doctor said he didn't have much time left, he actually lived 16 years. And I was pregnant with their first grandchild at the time of his heart attack, and he got to know 19 of his grandchildren. That's pretty amazing. It made a big difference to him, to all 9 of us, to all of their grandchildren, and now to the great-grandchildren. So we're on the 4th generation of building a healthy relationship with food and making a difference. And that's what we want to share with you. In our training session, we're going to show you how to make healthy choices, take ownership, and you're going to learn about the Slight Edge Principle. And then I'll come back and we'll take a close-up look at some of the different things that you can do, and I'm going to share some tips that you'll be able to implement immediately. So if you're ready, we're going to join a session in progress. And I'm just getting ready to talk about the Slight Edge Principle. So enjoy this session, and I'll be back with you shortly.
Incremental changes made over time are really the key. In the previous sessions, we touched on the idea of making small incremental changes that build on each other over time.
Today, we're going to dive in and really explore the power of that approach. If you think about it, your life is really a whole series of these incremental changes over time. You didn't go to bed one night as a young, naive person and wake up in the morning as the person you are today. Instead, you learn things and you make small changes each day. We talked before about all the choices your conscious mind makes each day and how those conscious choices train your subconscious mind. So it only makes sense that when it comes to your health and your relationship with food, you should take the same approach, doesn't it? But many people think they are not in control of their eating or their relationship with health. They may believe that their health issues are in their genes, that they inherited their health issues from their parents. Though that may be true to some extent, your genes play a much smaller role than most people think. One recent study found that only 20% of our health is the result of genetics, while fully 80% is a result of lifestyle choices that we make every day. And that's really good news. It means that you can control 80% of your health issues. What most people think of as genetics is really habits and behaviors we learned when we were growing up. You may remember that in an earlier session, I spoke and said that many of the eating habits that we have as adults are really developed during childhood. Now, I'm sure your parents or grandparents did the best they could. For many of us, our childhood was 20, 30, 40 years ago, and they simply didn't understand nutrition and healthy eating like we do today. We're always learning. But in many cases, the reason that people confuse genetics with lifestyle choices is because, at least during our childhood, we learn to make our lifestyle choices from our parents. I often tell people that children may not listen to anything you say, but they are great at copying everything you do. I know that my children did that. It was certainly true with them, and it's certainly true with my grandchildren. But you are in control today. You can choose to change those behaviors that you want to change. You can choose to change your relationship with food if you want to. The pull of the habits that we developed as we were growing up may be strong, but you can change them. And changing those behaviors is important, not just for yourself, but also for the people around you. When you were growing up, you had role models that you learned from. As an adult, you were the role model for the people around you. And that's especially true for the children in our lives. In order to help your children or any children you interact with create a healthy relationship with food, you need to demonstrate your own healthy relationship with food. You have to take ownership of your choices each day. Let's take a look at this idea using something called the Slight Edge Principle. I read a great book called The Slight Edge Principle, and it really shifted my thinking. At the core, it's based on a simple yet incredibly powerful philosophy. You should have a handout in the email we sent called The Slight Edge Principle. The handout has a diagram that summarizes the principle and relates it to your relationship with food. So let me walk you through the diagram, and we're looking at the middle of the page. The principle is based on a simple idea. Your attitude plus your actions will equal your results. The upward arrow leads to you taking control over your relationship with food. We call this the healthy curve. It leads to a healthier future. The lower arrow leads to food controlling you. We call this arrow the unhealthy curve. It leads to an unhealthy future. Each day, we're faced with hundreds or even thousands of small choices. With each one of those small choices, it's easy to decide to take action, but it's also easy to decide to do nothing at all and let the opportunity pass by. By the way, did you know that deciding not to take action is still making a choice? It's making the choice to do nothing, but that's still a choice. Think about that the next time you put off making a decision. When you don't take action, you're actually making a choice to simply leave what happens next to chance. None of those small actions will make much difference in your life when you look at each one in isolation, but it's the accumulation of those small actions made consistently over time that make a huge difference in your life. Does that sound familiar? It's something we've been talking about throughout this program. It is these small choices that we make every day. In other words, these small disciplines that put you on either the healthy curve or the unhealthy curve. Because you're here, we know that your goal is to take control of your relationship with food and not let food control you. So your focus should be on the healthy curve, not the unhealthy curve. So let's see how this works. Most of the thousands of daily choices you make, the right choices, the wrong choices, or no choice at all, which you'll remember is really a choice, will have little or no noticeable impact on how the rest of your day goes. If you choose to eat one extra cookie, that one cookie won't likely have an impact on your overall weight or health. If you choose to skip your morning workout, you likely won't notice any difference the next day. It's the cumulative effect of those choices that matter, but it's also the path on the curve that those choices place you on. If you decide to avoid that one extra cookie, it won't make any noticeable change today, but over time, if you make that same choice over and over again, those choices will really add up. One Oreo cookie, for example, is 60 to 100 calories, depending on which version of Oreos you like and select. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but over time, it really adds up. If you decide not to eat just one Oreo cookie each day for a year, you will cut the calorie intake by an amazing 21,000 to 36,000 calories. That equates to between 6 and 10 pounds. Think about what that means. One little cookie can make a 10-pound difference in your weight in just 1 year. You will be on the healthy curve, moving towards your healthy, natural weight. Even more importantly, you will take control of your relationship with food. Now, we aren't saying you should never eat a cookie. We are just saying that you should make the choice to eat them thoughtfully and really enjoy them when you do eat them. Don't eat them mindlessly. This is just one small example of the slight edge principle, and that's the power of this principle. You don't have to make massive changes in your lifestyle. All you need to do is make small, incremental changes. If you make that small choice over and over again, you will be on the healthy path, the path towards achieving your ultimate goals. Now, as you start to apply this principle in your daily life, you'll find that it can be challenging to stay on the healthy curve, at least at first. If you look back at the diagram, notice what's written along the two curves. Choices that move you along the healthy curve tend to feel uncomfortable early on and become more comfortable later. Just like saying no to one extra Oreo cookie or picking up an apple to snack on instead of a piece of cake. But they will get easier over time. Also notice that choices on the unhealthy curve tend to feel comfortable early on but become more and more uncomfortable later. It's easy to give in to your initial urge, but these choices create more of that, those negative internal stories that we talked about last week, often they result in more and more guilt, which isn't healthy at all.
I hope you're enjoying this session. We need to take a real quick break. And when I come back, we're going to continue talking about the slight edge principle. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley with Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I hope you're enjoying today's session. We're going to get right back in and join our session in progress and learn a little bit more about the slight edge principle.
Now that you understand the principle, let's fill in the blanks at the top of the handout. Here's the first lesson. You want to base your choice on what you know is important and not just on what you see today. This is where your big why and smart goals really come in. They help keep you focused on what you know is important. Here's the second lesson. Every day, in every way, you make choices that will determine the results in your life. Remember this. Your greatness is not something predetermined, predestined, or carved into your fate by forces beyond your control. What has happened in the past does not determine your future choices. You determine your choices. Greatness is always in the moment of decision. Does that make sense? The great news is that this gives you ultimate control. Understanding the slight edge principle really gives you the power to achieve your goals. Making small, continual, positive changes is much easier than making wholesale transformations. I think we can all agree on that. This is a big contrast to what most diets and other healthy, get healthy programs tell you, isn't it? Typically, diets put you on some type of eating plan that causes you to make huge changes in your lifestyle, like giving up whole groups of food, changing when you eat, or even dictating when what you can and can't eat at every meal. It isn't that those actions are wrong, at least not in most cases. It's that people don't stay on the plan because they just can't make huge lifestyle transformations that are required. They just can't stick with the significant restrictions to the foods that they're allowed to eat and when they are required to eat them. They're being asked to do something that doesn't feel natural to them. The diet doesn't fit their lifestyle. The wholesale changes or extreme lifestyle changes required by most diets don't give you the opportunity to get onto the healthy curve and then move up the curve one small step at a time. Instead, they want you to change everything at one time, and most people soon give up because it's just too hard. Improving one small step at a time lets you focus on the motivation behind the actions, and that keeps those choices building on one another. Here's another important part of the slight edge principle. Take a look at the diagram on the handout again. Notice that just above the healthy curve, it says responsibility/discipline and value-driven. Research shows that people who are on the healthy curve tend to focus on the future. They focus on where they want to go. They take responsibility for their actions and apply discipline. They are value-driven. Do you have a vision of where you want to go? Are you value-driven? Actually, the answer to both of those questions is yes. You have your big why and SMART goals to focus on. And you want to get healthy and create a healthy relationship with food. Now look at what it says below the unhealthy curve. It says blame/neglect and entitled. People who are stuck on the unhealthy curve tend to focus on the past. They focus on where they've been. They tend to blame others for their situation, for their actions. Sometimes they even feel like they're entitled to good health. They feel like there should be an easy answer or a quick fix. So they're always searching, but there just isn't an easy answer. They focus on what didn't work in the past and why they haven't been successful before. If you find yourself going there, go back to your big why and your SMART goals. Focus on your attitude and your actions so that you can get back on the healthy curve and get the results that you desire. Here's another way to think about it. A few years ago, when I was trying to make a really important choice in my life, I spoke with a good friend who was a psychologist. He gave me some great counsel and, in hindsight, got me on the healthy curve. He said to me, when making important decisions, it's always best to focus on where you want to go and what you want to create rather than trying to get away from. Isn't that just another way of saying focus on the future and not on the past? While he may not have known it at the time, he was telling me to follow the slight edge principle. It's really about what you think is possible. That's the secret ingredient. What you think is possible impacts what you believe, how you approach choices, and what you do with the information you have. Do your choices lead you to more of the same or get you closer to the transformation you're seeking? What you think is possible enables you to make the most of your choices. Why would you leave the healthy curve and leave your health to chance when you can choose to take control? But it's more than just saying the words. It's about believing what you think and say is truly possible. It's about going back to your big why and your SMART goals and believing in them. believing that you can achieve them by moving up the healthy curve a little bit each day. Does that make sense? Remember, you don't have to change everything at one time. Incremental, continuous change is the key to success. With each small change, you move further up the healthy curve and you get closer to your goals. I encourage you to revisit this list over the next week. Add to it, change it, and make it a list of choices that work for you. Remember that your past is not your future. As you're going through the next week, you may find that you make a choice or two that you later realize were unhealthy. That's okay. Learn from your choices and use them to adjust your future choices. Think about your big why, your SMART goals, and your positive daily statements, and commit to making a better choice next time. Don't live in the past, and don't beat yourself up or feel guilty either. Instead, think about your healthy future you're creating, one choice at a time. Be sure to share your simple choices that you're going to focus on in the next week in the Facebook forum so you can motivate others and we can support you.
I hope you've enjoyed learning about the Slight Edge Principle. What do you think about it? I know that when I first learned about it, it really made a lot of sense to me. And the one thing that sticks in my mind is it's easy to do and it's easy not to do. It's all about the choice. That's what makes the difference. It's really easy to apply in just about any lifestyle or situation, and the results are proven. So do yourself a favor and give it a try. What have you got to lose? A few pounds, and you've got a lot to gain in gaining your health. So we're going to take another short break, and when we return, we're going to share some of our top tips about making healthy choices quickly and easily, so you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I want to jump back into session 3 of our Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program. And this next part takes the Slight Edge Principle and builds on it. We're going to give you some of our top tips for making healthy choices quickly and easily, whether you're shopping, preparing meals, or even eating out at restaurants. So let's pick up in session 3 and give you some great tips that you're going to be able to immediately apply.
So now that you understand the Slight Edge Principle, let's give you a few tools that you can use to make healthy choices each day. First, it's important to have a vision of what healthy eating looks like. I think it's pretty difficult to eat healthfully if you don't know what healthy eating looks like. Wouldn't you agree? So let's start with some nutrition basics. I know that nutrition can be complicated. There's so much information and advice out there when it comes to eating that it's hard to know what to believe. Diet book authors, TV personalities, doctors, and researchers all make claims about what healthy eating looks like. And believe me, we've heard many of them. One book tells you not to eat carbs, while another tells you to only eat plant-based foods. One Hollywood star says that a particular diet saved their life, while another tells you just the opposite. One expert tells you that sugar's the number one villain, while another one tells you it's really salt that's the culprit to avoid. So who can you believe? Well, I can tell you that there's a kernel of truth in most of the dietary claims made out there, but often they don't tell you the whole story. So let's talk for just a moment about the basics: carbohydrates, protein, and fat. Don't worry, we're just going to give you some basics. We just want you to understand what you were eating and what healthy eating looked like. You may have heard the term carbohydrates, protein, and fat before, but you may not be sure what they mean. So let's address them here. Carbohydrates, or carbs as many people call them, are the largest source of calories for most people. By the way, this is why people get weight loss results with carb-restricting diets like Atkins. Since carbs make up the bulk of the calories we eat each day, it makes sense that if you limit carbs, that you limit calories too. But the problem with diets like this is that most people just can't stick with it for very long because it's so restrictive. Remember from our discussion in the Slight Edge Principle that the key is making lots of small changes that keep you on your own healthy curve, not making wholesale changes in your lifestyle that you just can't stick with and support. Studies have found that when people lose a lot of weight using a carb-restricted diet, they almost always gain it back once they're off that diet plan. Some people believe that carbs are bad for you, and that's just not true. It's really the quality of the carbs that matters most. Carbs can be found in everything from lentils and green beans to candy and soda. So the type of carbs you eat are really important. Carbs come in two primary types: simple carbs, which your body uses for quick energy, and complex carbs, which your body uses for longer-lasting energy. Both types provide much of the energy that your body needs to function. But for the most part, complex carbs contain more nutrients and tend to keep you fuller for a longer period of time. For these reasons, complex carbs are healthier and more satisfying. Complex carbs are found in vegetables, nuts, and whole grains like barley, oat, and brown rice. Complex carbs are also higher in fiber, and that's important for good health. Fiber takes up space in your stomach and makes you feel fuller. It also helps your body digest other foods, so you get the most benefit from the vitamins and nutrients you eat. The bottom line is that carbs play an important role in a healthy, balanced diet. They aren't just something to avoid at all costs, and you need to be smart about the carbs that you do eat. Okay, let's turn our attention now to protein. That's the next piece of the puzzle. Like carbs, protein provide people with a large portion of their calories each day. Protein is found in fish, meat, eggs, nuts, and seeds, as well as other foods. Protein takes much longer for our bodies to digest than carbs, so protein-rich foods tend to make us feel fuller for longer. Protein is also associated with muscle growth. That's why people who work out by lifting weights often increase their protein intake. But studies show that most people get plenty of protein each day, and in fact, we tend to consume more protein than we actually need. The key with protein is to eat what we call lean proteins. These are proteins that are lower in fat. They provide the highest level of nutrients with the fewest excess calories. And that brings us to the topic of fats. Many people think that fat is bad, but like carbs, that's not actually the case. Fats are more calorie dense than either carbs or protein. That means that they have more calories per ounce, so that it can add to your calorie intake and your waistline faster too. In fact, fat often adds calories to other foods. A potato, for instance, is fairly healthy, but add butter and sour cream, both high in fat, and you gain a lot of calories. A salad by itself is very low in calories. It's the salad dressing that adds most of the calories. Does that mean that you should avoid eating potatoes without anything on them or eat your salad without dressing? In a word, no. Part of the joy of eating is the pleasure of great tasting foods, and fats can add flavor to your food. Like carbs, the key is to be smart about the fats that you do eat and making healthy choices. Some fat in your diet is required for a good, healthy diet and for your health. The bad news is that most people already get far more fat in their diet than they need. So, what does all this mean for healthy eating, and how can you remember it all? Fortunately, there's an easy way that you can balance the amount of carbs, protein, and fat that your diet you get in your diet and to maximize your health. You have a handout titled The My Plate Model. If you haven't already downloaded it, please do. It's a great reference guide for healthier eating. Also, after the call, if you want more information about the My Plate Model and healthy eating, you can always go to choosemyplate.gov. Of course, you can always post a question in the Facebook forum or email us, and we'd be happy to answer them. My Plate gives you a quick guide that you can follow in most situations. It's easy to use. You simply divide your plate in four parts or quarters. The four parts are labeled fruit, vegetables, proteins, and grains. First, notice that half of the plate is filled with fruits and vegetables. This is a surprise for many people. Fruits and vegetables play an important role in a balanced, healthy diet, so make sure you include them in each meal. Also notice that protein takes up one quarter of the plate. That, too, may be a surprise to many people. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, most people eat more protein than they need each day. We too often think of meat as the focus of the meal. Think about it. The Thanksgiving turkey is a great example of protein dominating a meal. Or the last time you went out for dinner and ordered a steak, the waiter likely asked you about the meat first, and then almost as an afterthought, asked you what you wanted with your meat. You really should think of protein as a side dish and not the main part of the meal. You can also choose to include dairy products, which are shown on the side in the diagram. Some people may choose to eat dairy-free, and that's okay. Dairy products aren't required to eat healthfully, but you can certainly include them as part of a healthy diet. That's one reason dairy is shown separately. It's optional. When you're deciding what to cook, what to put on your plate, or even what to order in a restaurant, try to include something from each of the four quarters on your plate. Just doing that will help you make healthier choices. You also notice on the handout that we've defined each of the food groups shown in the diagram. These definitions will help you select foods from each group, and you can read them through later on. For now, we just want you to recognize that each of these four groups is essential to a healthy, balanced diet. My Plate is just a guideline. It isn't necessary to include all four groups in every meal. If you miss one food group at a meal, just make sure that you include something from that group at some other time during the day. For example, if you don't eat fruit at lunch, you might include it as a snack in the afternoon. If you don't eat vegetables at breakfast, and most people don't, then you might want to snack on some celery or carrots later in the day, or you might want to include them in a salad at lunch. Don't be really quick, though, to dismiss certain food groups at meals. You may not normally think of vegetables as a breakfast food, but we often mix mushrooms, healthy peppers, or even fresh spinach into our scrambled eggs in the morning. You may not think of fruit at dinner, but how about eating fresh berries for dessert instead of the usual cookies, pie, or ice cream? So be creative and challenge yourself to find something from each food group to include in each meal. And have fun with it. Experiment. Try new things. And enjoy your meals. One more thing. Fats. Remember that we talked about fat earlier. Things like oils and butter are 100% fat. Also, many foods include some amount of fat. We said earlier that fats are essential to good health, so why aren't they shown on the MyPlate model? Oils aren't shown on the MyPlate model because, frankly, we have far too much fat in our diets already. And just eating a healthy, balanced diet, it will likely ensure that you get enough essential fats. Does that mean that you should eliminate oil and fat from your diet altogether? The simple answer is no. Just be careful and use oil sparingly. Instead of cooking in butter or oil, try steaming vegetables and grilling meat. Then, if you want to add some flavor, toss your steamed vegetables in a bit of olive oil or use a small amount of oil and a vinegar-based marinade with your meat before cooking. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it likely that you'll be able to follow the MyPlate guidelines at every single meal and in every situation? To be honest, it's unlikely, but follow these guidelines whenever you can. Remember, it's all about being aware of your choices and making small changes that put you on the healthy curve and add up over time. Maybe you start by creating just one balanced meal a day using the MyPlate guidelines. Then that may be the small change that puts you on the healthy curve. Then, as you go along, add another balanced meal each day or another healthy snack during the day to make up for some of the missed food groups. You will still likely have times when you're out with friends or you're eating a meal at someone else's house when you don't have the options to create a healthy, balanced meal. The key is to, over time, make these situations be the exception rather than the rule. Now that you have the MyPlate as a guide, let's look at how you can more easily make healthy eating choices when you're at the market. To help you, we put together a healthful shopping list handout. We always recommend a shopping list when you go to the market, and then stick with your list. This will help you ignore the temptations of impulse purchases. To make it easy for you, we've organized the shopping list in the same categories used in the MyPlate model: fruits, vegetables, grains, proteins, and dairy. Think about what meal you want to prepare in the coming week and what food you want to include in your meals. Then mark the food you need on the list. Make sure that you have a good selection of foods in each category on the list. Another thing you can do is make sure that you have at least one new food on the list, too. By trying at least one new food each week, you can expand your options and introduce new foods to your family. We often get in a rut when it comes to food, and that's not good. Have you ever heard that old saying, "Variety is the spice of life"? Well, that applies to food, too. Eating should be fun. And part of that is trying new things. This is especially important if you have children at home. Studies show that most of our adult eating habits are actually developed during childhood. This includes food that we love and ones that we don't. It also includes food that we think of as our comfort foods. So do your children a favor and introduce them to new foods. Make eating an adventure and something to look forward to. When you teach them during childhood, will help them enjoy a healthy foods throughout their life. Here's another tip. In general, when shopping at most supermarkets, try to shop around the outside of the store. What I mean is this. Most supermarkets have fresh, non-processed foods around the outside. things like fresh fruit and vegetables, fresh meat and fish, and fresh dairy. By shopping around the outside first, you make sure that you're getting those fresh foods before other unhealthy or less healthy alternatives. And there are a lot of alternatives. One recent study found that the typical supermarket carries more than 40,000 different products. That can make it a challenge to try to find healthy choices when you're shopping. By shopping around the outside first, you can make healthy choices first. You'll find most of the items on the healthful shopping list are available around the outside of the supermarket. Two exceptions to this rule are frozen fruits and vegetables. These can be purchased fresh, but frozen fruits and vegetables can be healthy alternatives, especially in locations where fresh fruit and vegetables aren't available or at times of the year when your selection is limited. We often are asked if frozen fruits and vegetables have the same nutritional values as frozen versions of the same fruits and vegetables. And the short answer is yes. It turns out that because frozen fruits and vegetables are flash frozen close to where they're harvested, they're typically left on the vine, bush, or tree longer than the picked ones and shipped fresh to your market. We posted an article in our blog on this topic titled, "The Freezer Can Be Your Friend." Check out our blog and search for the word frozen to find it. We'll also post a link to the article in our Facebook forum.
I hope you're enjoying these tips. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to share a few final tips with you as we wrap up our time together. This is Janelle McCauley at Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley with Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I hope you've been taking lots of notes and enjoying the tips we've been sharing. We're going to jump back into our session and share a few final tips. We're going to join our session in progress.
Once you're at the market, you'll likely be faced with choices between two or more products that seem similar. That's where reading food product labels is important. You should have a handout titled Reading Product Labels. Let's take a look at that handout. Almost every packaged food in the market is required to have a label telling you what's in the product. It's usually found on the side or the back of the package, and there are two parts. The Nutrition Facts panel tells you about the vitamins and nutrients in the food. The ingredients list tells you what the food is made from. These panels can look complicated, but they really aren't, and they can provide you with some very important information about the product. Let me give you some simple guidelines that you can use to remove a lot of the complexity. First, let's look at the nutrition facts. On the handout, we've divided the nutrition facts panel into sections, with the first one shown in blue and labeled Start Here. The first section shows you the recommended serving size and how many servings come in the package. This is important because all of the nutrition facts are based on one serving. The sample product shown in the handout has two servings per container. So if you eat the entire package at one time, instead of just the recommended serving, you will have to multiply the nutrition facts number by numbers by two. Does that make sense? Often people are surprised at the recommended serving size. For example, many ice cream manufacturers define a serving size as just a half a cup. When you eat ice cream, do you normally eat just a half a cup? I know I don't. The serving size shown in a package of Oreo cookies is just two cookies. When you eat Oreos, do you just eat two? Just paying attention to the suggested serving size shown in the package can increase your awareness around serving size and make a big difference in the amount you eat too. Next, check the calories and calories from fat. These are shown in the red section on your handout. You want to try to keep the calories from fat below 30% of total calories. In this case, the sample product in your handout has a total of 250 calories and 110 calories from fat. If you divide 110 by 250, you'll find that this product gets 44% of its calories from fat. And that's pretty high. If the math is too much, don't worry. We have a product called the Fat Finder that calculates the percentage of fat in food for you. It's perfect to take to the store with you, and it will help you learn to read labels. Because you're part of this program, we would love to send you one as our gift. Just email us with your mailing address, and we'll put one in the mail for you. By the way, the Fat Finder also comes with a link to our companion ebook. The ebook gets you a lot of information on how to use the Fat Finder and also expands on some of the topics we've been talking about in this session. Just send us a quick email and with your address, and we'll send you one as our gift. If you look further down the panel in the handout, you'll see that it's divided into sections. If you're new to reading food labels, we recommend you start with the basics. Focus on limiting the items in yellow and maximizing the items shown in green. As you gain experience, then refer back to the handout and some of the other information. A word of caution as you read labels. Flavor in many processed foods generally comes from three basic sources: fat, salt, or sugar. When a manufacturer removes one of these, like when they remove fat to create a low-fat version, they often increase the others to maintain the original flavor. So a fat-free version may not actually be the healthiest choice. That's why knowing how to read the nutrition facts panel and ingredients list is so important. If you have any questions on a particular food item, I encourage you to ask your question in the Facebook forum or email us with your question. We'd be happy to help you learn to make healthier choices on an individual item. And you can bet that if you have a question, then others in the program likely have the same question or similar questions. Now, all these numbers may not mean much to you when you're looking at one sample label. The really big power is to make healthier choices, and that comes when you compare two products next to each other. When I'm shopping and I need to make a healthier choice and make a choice between two products that look really similar, I hold the two items next to each other with the nutrition facts panel showing. So, for example, if I want to compare a package of regular pasta and a package of whole wheat pasta, I look at the nutrition facts panel next to each other and compare the numbers. You'll be able to see which product is healthier. Remember to compare the calories in a serving along with the items shown on your handout in green and yellow. You may even want to cut out the nutrition.
I hope you've enjoyed these tips about how you can change your own life and your health. These are things that you can do every day, and making small changes in the direction of your health really can change your life in so many amazing ways. We've given you just a few to get started, and it's my hope that you will take what we've given you and really use them to make a difference in your life and your health for yourself and those you love. And my hope is that you've enjoyed this look into our Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program. We have so much information to share with you, and we've just selected a few pieces to just really show you what's available. This program has made such a difference in the life and the health of so many people. If you think it would benefit you, I'd love to have you go to eatgreatlivewell.com and check it out. For being here with us today, I'd love to give you a special gift. Our program is normally $197, and that is amazing and so much value. But what I'd like to offer you today for being here with us is a 50% savings on that program, and all you have to do is register and enter the code EGLW, all in capital letters, EGLW50, and save 50% off the registration. I look forward to working with you and helping you build a healthier relationship with food and a healthier life for yourself and those you love. Until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make up add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Be sure you enroll in our program and also share your thoughts. Which tip was your favorite? What would you like to learn more about? And be sure to share our conversation with everyone you know who wants to get healthy. Take care. Have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.